A devotion for the family and friends of Hope Lutheran Church, Calgary, May 22nd. The government of Alberta has moved into phase one of their plan to relaunch some economic and social activity in the province. They have published a document entitled Guidance for Places of Worship. This document and others indicate that any experience of worship that we have in person in the near future will be very different from what we have known before. The guidelines call for changes to the way the church building is used that are similar to changes we have seen at the grocery store. Each household will be asked to maintain physical distance from others. We will have to practice good hand hygiene, and it will be recommended that everyone over 2 years of age wear a mask. No congregational singing will be permitted, and there will be no coffee time. A committee struck by church council will carefully consider the possibility of holding in-person worship services when it is permitted. In his pastoral letter of May 11th, Bishop Larry recalled the plight of the exiles who returned from Babylon to Jerusalem. Ezra chapter 13, verses 10 to 13, records that several years after their return, a ceremony took place to celebrate the laying of the foundation stone for the modest new temple that they would build. There was a great sound that day. Some were cheering the progress that had been made. Some were wailing because they remembered the splendor of the former temple. If we return to in-person worship, there might be a similar noise. Some of us may rejoice that we can meet at all in the church. Some might grieve the freedom that we once had to hug, shake hands, and sing. All of this reminds me of Jesus' conversation with the Samaritan woman at the well, recorded in John 4. Jesus told the woman that the day would come when God's people would worship neither on Mount Gerizim, where Samaritans worshiped, nor in Jerusalem, where Jesus' people worshiped. The day would come, Jesus said, when true worshipers would worship in spirit and in truth. For now, we are all on a diet, worshiping in spirit and in truth, but missing our familiar place and the faces of our community. May God grant wisdom to the group that will decide whether and how we might come together in person again. And may God grant us patience as we continue to protect one another. Peace be with you this day.